Oh, don't you worry about that, Frank. You're going to sing solo. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we all had to start someplace. Some started long before we even thought about working online. Some thought about it for a long time and never really got started doing anything. Some have been doing it for a long time and haven't really done anything. So everybody's at different levels. Some of, like I said, everybody has some information that they can pass on or some experience that they've had, you know, during the course of their online marketing career, no matter how brief or how long it is, you know, whether it's a success story or you know, something that really aggravated them. So again, we're all here. We're all here to try to do one thing, and that's to try to be profitable working online. Because if you're anything like me and Jim Allen and Eric and Angie and KD and a lot of people that are in here, we put an awful lot of time into it. You know, sometimes up to 12, 13 hours a day. You know, and I'm fortunate that I have a job that allows me to do that. I work midnight, so I'm pretty much home during the course of the day, and I got a lot of time to devote to perfecting what it is that we do. You know, and a lot of it is trial and error. You know, Eric put together his no-for-profit site to try to cut back on some of those errors that a lot of people make when learning how to or trying to figure out where to advertise on the internet. That's probably the hardest thing to try and figure out. What is effective to promote your site to get it in front of the most people that you can convert into a customer? Converting, you know, it's all well and good to get people to come to your site or even not to come to your site, but if they don't ever come, then you're never going to get them to sign up. Getting them there is 95% of the battle, as I would think. You know, converting them to a customer after that is you know, probably just as difficult. But I've found over the course of a little over a year that getting people to come to your site is a very difficult proposition. So what I decided, you know, at first I spent, you know, hundreds of dollars on leads. I did, you know, did guaranteed tour takers for some things. I did guaranteed this or guaranteed to bring you this many sign-ups. I've been through them all. But it didn't take me too long to realize that I wasn't going to do anything going down that road. I really was unsure. You know, I was just spending an awful lot of money to say, I have no results. So, but I wanted to make it work. I always had, I mean, ever since I was a teenager, I was always looking for, you know, I was always looking for another way to do things. I was always looking for, you know, something to get me rich, to make it so I didn't have to work like everybody else. Well, after 25 years on the same job, I still have that desire. I still have that dream to say, you know what? I can take it easy now and do the things that I want to do if I start making enough money to replace the income that I'm going to be walking away from at retirement. So I've done a lot of research online. I've looked into a lot of different opportunities. I've been involved in quite a few different opportunities. But what I've found is all that made me good at was being bad at a lot of different opportunities. It made me, you know, so I wasn't organized. I, you know, if somebody were to ask about what I was involved in, I'd have to remind myself of the 6, 7, 8, 10 things that, oh yeah, where was that? You know, so again, it's, you gotta start to focus in on what it is that you're passionate about. And right now my passion is about being able to retire. Not retire from, you know, a great career or something. It was a career that afforded me the opportunity to do a lot for my family. You know, to put my, you know, I got 2 kids in college now and I have 1 in high school. You know, and the fact of the matter is I probably wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't have the career that I did. So that being said, I want to be able to continue working and living in an environment that I want to have created for myself, plus have the benefit of being able to go wherever I want to go and work online. So to that end, I've decided that instead of spending a whole lot of money and still spending a whole lot of time on the internet and not getting any results, I would do the reverse. So I took a couple of courses. I did a couple of things to get some information, to gather enough information to find out what it would take to be effective marketing online. Other than the simple fact of going out and grabbing somebody by the shirt collar and saying, you got to listen to me. Well, on the internet, you can't do that because there's millions and millions of people out there, and you have no idea whether they're sitting there in their underwear or in a three-piece suit. The fact of the matter is there's millions of people on the internet. So you got to slow down whatever it is you're trying to do, and if you're doing fantastic, don't slow down. But take what we're going to teach you, apply it, and it's all scalable to whatever it is, product information or service that you're going to be promoting, to effectively market what it is you're trying to get out there to the masses on the cheap. Now, I've been dumped a few times, William, but no, seriously, if you have questions or you're struggling about what you're doing or what you're trying to do, just stick around for a little while. These people, like I said, Jim Allen and Eric and Daryl, and from what I've seen from Bill and Jim and Alan James, there's some pretty good, guys that have a lot of input that you can, gain some valuable insight into what you're trying to accomplish. And if all else fails, throw your computer out the window.
Don't throw the computer out the window. Just ship it to me and I'll put it on an auto surf. No problem.
All right. Does anybody, show of hands, remember what I asked you to do starting last week to get prepared for the training that we're going to be moving forward with in January? Okay, let me ask you this. Is there anybody here for the first time? I asked Olson, Angie's right. I wanted you to set up one Gmail account that's specific to the campaign that you're going to be running. One Gmail account. No, Trevor, you're wrong. You're number 10. I just did a Google search 10 minutes ago. You're number 10. You're on page 1 already. So, that being said, is there anybody that does not have a Gmail account? Yes, as in a Gmail email account. You don't have to invite anybody to sign up for a Gmail account. You go to Google. There's on the top right-hand corner, it'll say either sign in or create an account. And this is the page that you should be looking at. If you all want to open up another browser window, if you haven't done this yet, you click on create a new account, which is down below here. I'll explain that, Jacob. But again, so Frank, I see you put 7 in there a couple times. Is that a Y or an N? Frank from Albany, Lyon. You have 7 accounts. Okay. So the homework that I started you out with last week was to create one Gmail account that's specific to the campaign that you're going to be setting up in the next couple of months. So I've set mine up as the 12-second commute. And I don't have these in a notepad tonight because I wasn't prepared. I wasn't going to go through the whole training. I was just going to, you know, get people set up because we're going to start from day one when we start next Wednesday on what it is that you need to do. So the homework was to set up one Gmail account that was keyword specific to the product information or service that you're going to be moving forward with. So this is I set mine up as the 12-second. Can everybody see that? Or I got to click on follow me. Can you see it now? All right, do you see the 12-second commute start page now? You see welcome to Gmail now? You see it now? How about now? Okay. All right, so you see the 12-second commute in the username, right? So I've set up a Gmail account called the 12-second commute, and that's my screen name and that's my username for this account. If I was going to be promoting the 12-second commute as my business opportunity. You're blank? Oh. Okay. This ain't working out the way it did last week, is it?
They must be working on it, because what happened to me is it logged me into my Gmail account. I think you've got it now, because welcome to Gmail.
Okay, these are all screen captures that I did last week for this training. I'm going to have to get them a little bit clearer. I mean, I know what I'm looking at, and I know what I can see. But this is, you know, if you don't have a Gmail account already, you can see right below where I have the 12-second commute, stay signed in, sign in. Right below there is create an account. And that's how you'll set it up. And if you have a difficult time getting, you know, obviously the keywords that you're looking for, move them around, you know, change them up a little bit, type them out, see what's available for you, because you got to remember, a lot of people have been doing a lot of online marketing for a long time, you know, and a lot of these screen names are already taken. So once you've set up your Gmail account, I want you to go to Blogger. Now, is everybody familiar with Blogger? Okay. Well, once you're signed into your Gmail account, you'll get You will get this page. That's in your back office of your Gmail account. This orange B over here is for the blogging site that we're going to be using. If you already have a blogger site, I would recommend that you set up another one, you know, to specifically go along with this training. Now, if you're not familiar with it, then, you know, all I want you to do between now and next Wednesday is to, first thing I asked you to do last week was to do keyword research about what it is that you're trying to promote on the internet, whatever product information or service that you're trying to promote. Do the keyword research, come up with one keyword specific to your income opportunity, your product, your service, and then move from there into long-term keywords, long-tail keywords. And if you're not familiar with how to do that, that's another part of the training we'll cover, you know, starting next week. All this stuff, you're not going to be able to go over everything that we did last week. I wanted to keep it kind of, you know, informal tonight and just, you know, give you the basics of what we're going to try to accomplish over the next few months. So, again, I want you to do the keyword research 2 weeks. I start next Wednesday, I thought. No, that's, okay, 2 weeks. Okay. So, again, I just wanted to keep it.
I'm not sure what's happening there, Jim.
I was just talking for a good 6 minutes. I had my head back, and I was just talking, and I looked up, and I started seeing people singing Christmas carols. I'm sorry. I got to pay more attention. So again, what I was saying, I don't know how far where I first got cut off, but you know, I was just trying to keep it light and informal tonight. I know everybody's got a lot on their mind. I know everybody's excited about getting this thing moving forward. Yes, in a couple of weeks, you know, this week is Christmas. So obviously, next week is New Year's. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to spend time with their family and their friends. Hopefully, they still have family and friends after all the time they spent in marketing on the internet over the last year. So I understand your plight. I understand what you're up against, and I'm just saying that, you know, the fact of the matter is if you stick around long enough, you'll learn something. Now, last week, Don asked me if I was going to show, some techniques into doing some keyword research, and, you know, that was the thing that I left you guys with last week, was to start to do some keyword research about the income opportunity, the product or the information or service that you're going to be providing or promoting on the internet. You know, and like I was saying, I did a Google search before I came on here, and, you know, I did a 12-second commute, you know, and the point of the matter is that the 12-second commute is not a household name, not yet anyways. Like I said, until they start advertising it on television and radio and you see Daryl's beautiful mug on the TV, you know, telling you to get your tools now, then, you know, the 12-second commute's not going to be a household name in the very near future. In the distant future, it might. I'm sure a lot of people need help with keyword research. You know, and like I said, you asked me last week if I was going to show them how to do the Wonder Wheel. You know, and there's a lot of different techniques you can do with keyword research, but I still have difficulty doing keyword research with a lot of things. You know, so this is just one of the things, tools that's available to you on Google. It's called the Wonder Wheel. You know, and I asked you last week, you know, what is the 12-second commute, you know, other than, you know, just a bunch of tools that you have at your disposal to try to help you work online? Well, one of the big things is, William, to whatever it is that you're going to be promoting, all right? So I just did this before we came on here. This is the Wonder Wheel. If whatever you type in a Google search, you click on search, and after you get the results that you get, you can click on a button up here that says show options. It's right up to the left underneath the search bar, and what happens on the left-hand side is a whole group of a whole area of different search results pop up. Images, videos, news, blogs, updates, forums. And if you keep going down, the standard view related searches, there's a tool called the Wonder Wheel. And if you click on that Wonder Wheel, it'll put the word that you have just did a Google search for in the middle, and it'll show you relevant and relative keywords that are specific to the word that you just searched for. So obviously, if you look for email autoresponders, the next logical step might be to click on webmail autoresponders or email autoresponder software, and then you have to do a keyword research on that. How many hits a month does email autoresponder software get? If there's not enough information for it, or if it's a very low, lightly searched topic, then I would stay away from it. Free autoresponder emails, like I said, this is called the Wonder Wheel. We'll discuss it in the future. We're going to discuss a whole bunch of techniques on what you should be looking for when you do your keyword research, but it's not an exact science. You can come up with 10 keywords that you think are the best, and they got tremendous, amount of searches, but they got, half a billion entries for them that you'll never see results on page one for. So, one of my students over the last week started doing some article writing about what the 12-second commute's all about. And they focused on, the email autoresponder aspect of the 12-second commute. So, if you do a Google search for email autoresponders, which is a highly competitive keyword, select all, copy. So now there's 2.7 million entries for email autoresponders. Okay? And one day, if you look down at number 64, is somebody that's writing about the 12-second commute. Out of 2.7 million entries for email autoresponders. Now, she's going up against people like AWeber and GetResponse and all these other companies that have been around for a long time. So, and people that have been marketing online. But, this is significant for the fact of the matter is that once she starts building on the email autoresponders, she's got part one up there. I know she's already done part two, so that's going to come along real soon. But significantly, what I'm going to show you next is, if you scroll down the left-hand side of the page again, if you click on blogs, these are all blogs that are related to email autoresponders. And if you look at the results from here in one day, I think you'd be pretty impressed. Number one out of 53,000 blogs that are written about email autoresponders in one day, she's number one. Now, you can think of that as insignificant if you want, but the fact of the matter is, if she keeps building on this and keeps adding content about what the 12-second commute's all about, then you'll see, she will see results, because every time that gets indexed by Google as a number one page ranking for blogs, it gives her credibility and gives her credit towards moving her main page, which is all about email autoresponders on all results up through the page ranking index. So the next time somebody's looking for an email autoresponder and doing a Google search on it, they'll find hopefully somebody that's marketing the way that we're marketing and sign up for their opportunity. Now again, whether you're promoting a vitamin product, whether you're promoting a dog training video, whether you're promoting, you know, guitar lessons, you have to be able to get to the top of the search engines for what people would normally type in for a Google search. Now again, who's looking for email autoresponders? People that are working online, correct? People that are working online have always been told, well, I have to have an email autoresponder system set up so I don't have to do all this work. So the likelihood is if they find, if they're doing their due diligence, or if they're looking for web optimization tools or web tools or anything else that the 12-second commute is in relation to it, then you'll see that the more content that you write about it that's keyword specific to it, that keeps pointing back to your page, which is whatever your affiliate link is, you will get credit for that. And that's what I'm going to show you how to do. Now, and again, it's all about writing, it's all about being keyword specific, and it's all about doing it and doing it and doing it. And when you don't feel like do it, you do it. What's that guy's name? That's it, Art Williams. He's an ex-football coach that, you know, he's a motivational speaker now. So again, I just want to show you that this stuff is effective, and if you stay at it, you know, I could do a Google search for one of the other opportunities that I'm in, and somebody else in this room is on page one of Google for the opportunity that he's promoting right now. He just joined the 12-second commute yesterday, but his pages that he's been writing about for the last 2 or 3 months are getting recognized by the Google spiders, and they're getting indexed, and he's going to start getting results. Now, like I said, being on page one of Google or MSN or Yahoo is not the end result. You're still going to have to pick up the phone. You're still going to have to interact with customers. You're still going to have to take it to that next level. Once you get people that are interested in your income, your opportunity, your information, or your service. So, like I said, this is the training that I'm going to be doing. This is what I know a little bit about because I can do it with any, you know, I showed Bill last week. You know, anybody that's in our Skype chat, you know, that guy, Bill, LCW, you know, he wouldn't tell me what his keywords were. I went and did some research. I was on page one of his stuff in one night, in 4 hours. I stayed up for 4 hours after the training last week, and I got onto page one while he was asleep. And I got up the next morning, and I showed it to him. He's like, oh, my God, how'd that happen? So again, Just focus on what we're trying to accomplish here. If you have questions or you're not too, you know, sure about what we're doing, put your Skype, come into my Skype chat room or private Skype me at Jim.Roach3, and I'll add you to the Skype chat for every. It's called the 12-second commuters, and we're going to be sharing information and helping each other out. And promoting and helping promote each other. And, you know, with the blogger blogs, that's key to the whole thing. It's a small part of what we're going to be doing, but it's key to what we're going to be doing. So we got to get that part of it right. So, like I said, we got a couple weeks now. Figure out what it is you want to try and do to promote online. Figure out what it is you want to, you know, have an opportunity to get in front of people. Do your due diligence. Do your homework, do your keyword research, find out, you know, if you want to ask me, do I think this is a good keyword, you know, and you give it to me and I'll show you how I do my keyword research. You know, it's not just about how many searches there are a month. It's, you know, there's a formula for it. You the number of searches times the number of entries time, you know, it's a whole algebraic equation that comes that gives you an index number that you should be targeting. So again, I will. Is that Allison or Alicia? So again, I really wasn't going to try to go into too much detail tonight. I just wanted to tell you people that if you stick around, we'll, Alice. Okay, if you stick around and you know, even if, you just want to, follow along with it, and you're not really interested in doing what we're doing, it should give you enough information and enough, ideas to head in whatever direction you want to go in to promote whatever it is that you want to promote. Now, I asked last time, are you promoting 12-second commute as their primary opportunity? Is there still people that are going to promote it as their primary opportunity or one of their major ones? Because, like I said, you better get started because people are already starting to promote. And, we're gonna move forward. So, again, just understand what it is we're trying to do. And if you have questions, don't hesitate to ask, but don't, I'm not going to say don't expect, miracles or because this stuff takes time, If I had $10,000 to throw at something, and have somebody do it for me and, do all the other stuff that I knew I would need to do to be successful online, I probably still do it this way because I enjoy doing it. I know a lot of people get frustrated by it, but I learn stuff. Every day I'm learning stuff about just by reading articles and getting information and putting stuff together. It makes me appreciate what I have, what I've accomplished over my life, and where I'm going for my future. So, again, it's a good learning experience if you're focused and you're interested in the content that you're writing about, you'll never get tired of it. So that being said, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide bright. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Anybody want to join in? So this is Christmas. Now what have you done? Another year older. A new one's just begun. Let's hear the chorus. Thanks, Jerome. Coming from you, that means a lot. Nobody wants to come in and say Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Well, I think I can handle that part, Jim. Merry Christmas to everybody, and to all a good night. And this is the last conference till January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, January the 4th, when Jim Allen will be in here. And then January the 5th, Daryl will be doing the conference on 12FC. And then on January the 6th, Jim Roche will start his course. And on January the 7th, on the Thursday, I'll be starting the advertising course. So lots of conferences, 4 days a week, starting in the first week of January for you all. And that's our Christmas presents for you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. May your stores be abundant to overflowing. May your health be the best ever.
What do you got, William? You can cloak it by making using the ad tracker. Wherever you put your link from here on out, go to the ad tracker. Have you been into the back office of the 12-second commute? There's an ad tracker that you can create for any place you want to put your link, and it doesn't show up as your affiliate link. Shows up just like this, 12scstart.com. Yes, it does. Ad tracker is an automatic cloaker. Now, somebody else, I hope he's still in here, is Olson. I want to give you a little bit of congratulations, too. You're doing well with your article writing.
Yeah, William, don't use tiny URL unless you happen to be on Twitter, but for the rest of it, use the ad tracker. It cloaks it quite well, and absolutely use it. Also gives you all kinds of great information.
Again, I'd like for everybody that's going to continue with this training to get in on the Skype group. Skype me at Jim, J-I-M, period, Roach, R-O-C-H-E, 3. That's Jim, period, Roach, 3. That's my Skype, and I'll add you into the Skype group of the 12-second commuters. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about 2010. I believe that, you know, people that are working online are really going to make some money this year, you know, because a lot of people are going to be out there struggling. And if you don't have a system or you don't have a product or a service that costs them the hundreds and thousands of dollars, you could probably do pretty well if you can get people to understand what it is they're trying to do. I think that 2010, you know, I thought it was going to happen in 2009, probably before June, and then as the election got close, as things got closer to, you know, falling apart for the U.S. economy, that, you know, people would be stampeding towards the Internet. But people are pretty much still holding pat. I don't know, you know, what they're waiting for. I know there's a lot of people that are struggling out there. Either they haven't been introduced to something that makes sense to them, or they're really not too sure what it is they want to do. But that's what we're here to do. We're here to show people that there is a way, that there is an opportunity for them out there to be able to create some residual long-term income, but they have to start. They have to get started, because a lot of people, for a lot of years, whether it took them 2 years, 3 years, 5 years of struggling and collecting $10, $12, $15, $50 checks and stuck with it long enough to see the results of their efforts, because when the light bulb finally went off and they got it, like, oh my God, this is so simple. How come I didn't pick this up a year ago or 2 years ago or 10 years ago? So just stay with it. Know that the people that are here are going to be here to help. Nobody's going to try to, you know, hijack you or, you know, force you into something that you don't want to be involved in. And it's the same way with this training, you know, whether it's my training or Daryl's. There's things that you need to learn how to do. And, you know, I've never been frugal in my whole life till it came to online marketing. Okay, I just took a drink of something cold. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing in a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells. You should see me. I'm doing the hand motions and everything.
That was good, Jim. I didn't think you were really going to do Christmas carols, but that's really good.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We've traveled so far. Fear and thunder, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star. not Taylor Swift. My daughter would be happy if I could get in the door. But, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, man. Dasher and Dixon, all the splits and huffing down the chin. I don't know the words. I see people are still here. They must be entertained, or they have nothing else to do, or they're sound asleep. And Trevor, if you put this on YouTube anywhere, I'll kick your butt, all right, buddy?
You're already a YouTube star. You didn't know that? Anyway, I gotta run, so Merry Christmas to everybody. And we'll see you before New Year's, so Happy New Year's all. And have a great one, and we'll see you in 2010.
All right, Eric. I was a YouTube star long before I became an internet marketer. What is all those signs there, Ed? You cursing at me or something? Jimmy Burrows, you and your family, have yourself a Merry Christmas, all right, buddy? I'll see you in the new year. Ed Vasson, you too. Tammy Perry, I've known these people for a while now. I'm not just picking them up because I'm, I just want to wish you all a very happy, healthy, safe 2010. Was at the end of 2009, beginning of 2010, and I've enjoyed your company over the last few months, and I hope to continue to do so in the future. You're all great people. So, Angie, you still there? Well, anyways, just I want to thank all of you for make it easy. You know, you really do. You make it easy for me to want to help you guys because I really enjoy doing it. And I hope you get something out of it. Good night, everybody.